I would not know one from the other, but I'm sure there's a difference.
Do you think of them as looking pretty much
yeah.
alike?
Mm-hmm.
And
now you could tell a yellow jacket because they're yellow.
Oh, I'm glad. What kind of nest do they make?
Wasps make a nest of some material that they exude from their bodies that is somewhat oval in shape and sort of hollow inside. They fly in, fly out of it.
Mm-hmm. And bees, what sort of nest?
Bees have a hive. If they, I don't know what they have if people don't make them a hive. Oh, yeah.
That's a problem, isn't it? When you think of, say, a bee, a yellow jacket, and a wasp or a hornet, mm-hmm. which do you think has the most severe sting?
I don't know. Well, the one, maybe I ought to know that one is worse than the other.
Strictly, do you think of one as having?
I do not think of one being any worse than the other. Now, I probably should, but I don't.
All right. What is a wasp-like insect that does not sting?
I've named all the ones I can think of.
Mm-hmm. You think of one that builds, say, a little house up under the eaves of the house that looks like a little mud clump of
dirt dauber?
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know any other stinging, or about, you said you named just about
it? I believe I've named all I can think of.
All right. What about the very small insect that frequently can get in around your screen and you don't see them and you have to swat them if you find them? All right. And another kind of insect that also can come in the same way and will bite you and sort of suck your blood. This is a
mosquito.
All right. If you had more than one, you'd call them
mosquitoes.
The insect that lives in tall weeds, for example, and is green and hops a lot.
Grasshopper.
And what do you think of as being a type of small fish that's used for bait to catch a larger fish?
Minnow.
Do you know any other terms for small fish to be used for bait?
Don't think of any. Maybe.
The filmy substances that you would find sometimes in your house, say in a corner or from the ceiling, that you have to get up, mop, and get down.
Spider web.
All right. Do you think of, make a distinction between spider webs and
cobweb?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Now, a cobweb might just be dust that had accumulated. You might speak of that as a cobweb. But spider webs made by the spider. But I expect we use them interchangeably.
Do you think of one as being indoor and one outdoor sometime?
No, I wouldn't make that distinction.
All right. The part of a tree that is underground are its...
the roots.
A kind of tree that you might tap to get sugar from would be...
maple tree.
All right. Are there kinds of maples then?
Yes, sugar maples and plain maples. I don't know what term you give them, but they don't have the sap.
A group of these would be called maple
grove.
All right. Do you know, can you name me other kinds of trees that you can think of that are in this vicinity?
You mean just trees around here?
Just trees, just kinds of trees.
Oak tree, pine tree, cedar tree, magnolia tree, fruit trees of all kinds. probably some beech trees, or I wouldn't know one if I saw it. Poplars. Elm.
I think you got a pretty good list. A tree on which a fruit is grown that has a pit in the center would be?
A peach tree or a cherry tree. Maybe a cherry tree, but I don't
know. The plant that has three leaves and can make you break out in a rash is called?
Poison ivy.
All right. Are there other names using the word poison for this kind of plant or for something similar?
Poison oak, we say, and I don't know what poison oak is, unless it's the same thing as poison ivy. It's not an oak tree, part of any leaf of an oak tree, is it? What is poison oak?
I don't really know.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of something called poison sumac?